Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, May 16, 2025. And we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Biomed News Breaks. NutriBand Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, strengthens pharma footprint through key alliances. NutriBand Inc., a company focused on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products, is strengthening its market presence through strategic partnerships. The company is collaborating with Charlotte FC to enhance brand visibility for its AI tape and Aversa TM technology. NutriBand also deepened its collaboration with Kindeva Drug Delivery for the development of Aversa TM, fentanyl. By forming alliances with established brands, NutriBand aims to diversify revenue streams and solidify its position in transdermal drug delivery solutions. For more information about NutriBand, visit their website at www.nutriband.com.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility, Inc., WiveFM, 2025 Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Surf Air Mobility, Inc., reporting revenue, Adjusted EBITDA and Adjusted EPS of $23.5 million, $14.4 million, and $1.9, respectively, for 2025 Q1. Despite some challenges, SRFM remained within revenue and EBITDA guidance, focusing on charter profitability. Moving into the optimization phase, strategic cost optimizations are expected to improve profitability, with significant growth anticipated in the latter half of FY25. The Interline agreement with Japan Airline and the launch of the new Jet Card highlight SRFM's commitment to enhancing end-user experience. Advancements in air mobility, software development, and electrification demonstrate SRFM's innovative approach to regional air travel. Management remains confident in reaching targeted revenue of $100 million and positive EBITDA by year-end, with 2Q25 revenue guidance ranging from $23.5 million to $26.5
million. Biomed News Breaks. Zacks Research issues business update as Sologenics Inc., NASDAQ, SNX, continues enrollment in confirmatory Phase 3 Hybrite trial. Sologenics, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is highlighted in a Zacks Small Cap Research report for its Phase 3 CTCL study. The company's Phase 3 Flash 2 trial of Hybrite TM in CTCL patients is ongoing, with a primary efficacy endpoint assessed after 18 weeks of treatment. The report anticipates top-line results in 2026 based on the success of the Flash trial. Sologenics focuses on developing products for rare diseases, including Hybrite TM for CTCL treatment. The company's Public Health Solutions segment includes vaccine programs for ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19, utilizing its Thermovax technology. For more information, visit Sologenics' website at w.sologenics.com.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP subsidiary, Hope Therapeutics secures $7.8 million to launch clinic roll-up strategy. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRXP subsidiary, Hope Therapeutics, has secured $7.8 million in acquisition funding from Universal Capital LLC, to launch its National Interventional Psychiatry Clinic Network. With a total of $10.3 million in capital, Hope will acquire Dura Medical, Kadima, and NeuroSpa clinics offering neuroplastic treatments for severe depression and PTSD. The clinics have contracts in place to serve veterans through the VA. Universal Capital plans to participate in future funding rounds as Hope expands nationwide. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRx is developing NRx-101, an FDA-designated investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain.
D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS, reports record first quarter revenue, gross profit, and cash position. D-Wave Quantum Inc. reported record first quarter revenue of $15 million, a 509% increase from the same period last year. Gross profit reached $13.9 million, driven by a high-margin quantum system sale. The company ended the quarter with $304.3 million in cash, its highest balance ever. Customer count grew to 133, with 69 commercial users, including 25 Forbes Global 2000 firms. D-Wave continues to lead in quantum computing systems, software, and services, with a focus on driving commercial adoption of quantum computing.
Masimo Group, NASDAQ MEMO, rides the wave of growing power sports. The global power sports market is projected to reach $60.51 billion by 2032, with a 10% CAGR expected in the recreational boating market from 2024 to 2032. Masimo Group, a Texas-based manufacturer and distributor, is strategically positioned to capitalize on these trends. As consumers show a growing interest in outdoor adventures, Masimo, NASDAQ MEMO, is expanding its footprint in the power sports and recreational watercraft industries, with the global power sports market valued at $37.96 billion in 2023 and expected to grow to $60.51 billion by 2032. Masimo is making significant strides in the sector, leveraging market growth and consumer demand. Biomed news breaks. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., NASDAQ, INBS, surpasses 450 accounts as fingerprint drug testing expands globally. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., BS, has exceeded 450 active accounts, adding 35 in fiscal Q3, due to the growing demand for its fingerprint drug testing system. The company has expanded into new sectors and remote regions across Europe and Australia, operating in 24 countries and partnering with 18 distributors. These achievements support its global expansion strategy and pave the way for entry into the U.S. testing market. INBS offers a rapid, non-invasive testing solution for drugs commonly found in the workplace, providing results in under 10 minutes. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibmb.fm/INBS. Biomed News Breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ TLO, unveils breakthrough Silver II antimicrobial drug candidate Telomere AG2. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, TLO, has unveiled a breakthrough Silver II antimicrobial drug candidate called Telomere AG2. This stabilized Silver II complex has shown potent antimicrobial activity, including against drug-resistant MRSA. Developed using the company's Telomere 1 platform, Telomere AG2 outperformed its Silver I predecessor in preclinical studies. Targeting the $1.36 billion silver wound care market and $33.7 billion antimicrobial coatings market, Telomere plans to advance Telomere AG2 into IND-enabling studies and explore strategic partnerships. For more information about Telomere Pharmaceuticals, visit www.telodex.com. Investor News Breaks Data Vault AI Inc. DVLT reaffirms $50 2026 revenue target ahead of CSI acquisition close. Data Vault AI Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol DVLT, recently filed its Q1 2025 results and confirmed its revenue target of $40 million to $50 million for 2026. The company anticipates generating $12 million to $15 million in revenue in the second half of 2025. Data Vault AI is set to finalize its acquisition of CompuSystems Inc. the week of May 19th. Strategic achievements include partnerships with IBM's Partner Plus, licensing ADO ultrasonic advertising tech to NYX, and launching a secure tokenized data vending platform with Cove.io. The company also progressed its Verify U strategy through a partnership with the NFL Alumni Association. Battery swapping offers avenue to accelerate EV adoption. Battery swapping is gaining popularity as an alternative to traditional EV charging methods. This process involves exchanging a depleted EV battery for a fully charged one, eliminating long wait times. Companies like SolarBank Corp are seeking to create business relationships in this space. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact and brand awareness. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com. Biomed News Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYARIC and CLDI, advances red-tail virotherapy platform and reduces Q1 losses. Caliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, reported a Q1 2025 NOS of $5.0 million, down from $7.2 million the previous year, with reduced R&D and G&A expenses. The company highlighted FDA clearance for its IND for CLD21, an allogeneic stem cell-based immunotherapy for solid tumors, and showcased promising data on its red-tail platform at AACR. Caliti also announced key leadership additions, including CEO Dr. Eric Poma and CMO Dr. Guy Clifton, as it progresses in developing systemic virotherapies targeting metastatic cancers. For more information about Caliti Biotherapeutics, visit their website at www.calitibio.com.
Investric News Breaks, Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ REA, applauds imminent Eagle Football IPO, sees boost for multi-club investment visibility. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ as BREA, applauds the imminent Eagle Football IPO as the $2 billion multi-club ownership group prepares to file. Eagle Football's portfolio includes stakes in Crystal Palace, Lion, Botafogo, and Molenbeek. Brera's executive chairman, Dan McClory, supports this move, seeing it as a way to raise investor awareness of the MCO model and sports as an asset class. Brera, known for its NASDAQ listing in 2023, continues to align with the sustainable football investment approach highlighted in the Wall Street Journal. For more information, visit Brera Holdings PLC's website at www.breraholdings.com.
Vivacor Inc., NASDAQ VK, is one to watch. Vivacor Inc. has seen significant revenue growth in 2023 thanks to expanded logistics operations and integrated midstream assets. The company operates a large-scale oilfield trucking fleet under long-term contracts, providing consistent revenue and service. Vivacor's remediation facilities will address a produced water treatment market projected to reach $12.2 billion by 2028. Recent acquisitions have expanded Vivacor's infrastructure footprint and service reach across key U.S. energy basins. Vivacor, NASDAQ, VIVK, is a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company focusing on transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation of oilfield fluids and waste. Their integrated model aligns with industry trends favoring sustainability, compliance, and full-cycle fluid management. For more information about Vivacor, visit their newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Learn more at investorwire.com. Rock Breaks, Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTCUX, UURAF, launches new investor awareness campaigns across North America and Europe. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. has launched new investor awareness campaigns across North America and Europe. The company engaged Investor Brand Network for a year-long communications campaign at $23,200 per quarter, Gold Invest Consulting for 6 months in Germany at EUR 4,050 per month, and Outside the Box Capital for a 12-month media agreement including cash, stock options, and an influencer campaign budget pending TSXV approval. Ucore focuses on rare and critical metal resources, extraction, and separation technologies, aiming to disrupt China's control of the North American REE supply chain. The company is listed on the TSXV under UCU and on the OTC Markets OTCQX Best Market under URF. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Investric News Breaks, SkyX Platforms Corp., SkyX, reports record Q1 revenue and expands plug-and-play footprint. SkyX Platforms Corp., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol SkyX, announced record Q1 2025 revenue of $20.1 million, a 6% increase year-over-year. The company saw growth in smart and standard plug-and-play product sales, resulting in a gross profit of $5.7 million. SkyX also raised $4 million in new equity as part of a $15 million financing round led by the Shaner Group and company insiders. Strategic collaborations with Home Depot, Wayfair, Cavco Homes, and luxury developments are expanding market penetration. Management expects positive cash flow in 2025 as products reach 30,000 homes by the end of Q2 and scale across the U.S. and Canada.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Newton Golf Company, Inc., NAPDAC, NWTG, reports 246% revenue growth and expanding tour adoption in Q1. Newton Golf Company, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, saw an impressive 246% revenue growth in Q1 2025, reaching $1.2 million. This increase was fueled by the popularity of their Newton Motion and Fast Motion shafts. Gross profit rose to $852,000 with a 70% margin, and the net loss decreased to $0.5 million. Over 30 professionals, including 8 new players, have adopted Newton shafts across major tours. The company expanded in Japan, secured key international distribution, and projects full-year revenue between $5 million and $7.0 million.
Tech Media Breaks, SolarBank Corp. NAN, ECA, GY2 to report Q1 2025 results and host investor webinar today. SolarBank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SUN, will be releasing its financial results for Q1 25 today after market close. They will also host an investor webinar at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss their performance. SolarBank focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, selling electricity to various off-takers. With a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt, the company has already built projects with a combined capacity of over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. This report contains forward-looking information. To stay updated on CUN, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/UN. Investor News Breaks, G Mining Ventures Corp. Delivers free cash flow and $24.4 million Q1 profit, advances Oko West. G Mining Ventures Corp. announced a Q1 2025 profit of $24.4 million and generated $36.0 million in free cash flow with 35,578 ounces of gold production. The company remains on track to meet 2025 guidance with $149 million in cash and no incidents. GMN also advanced early works at Oko West, revealing a feasibility study with a $2.2 billion NPV at $2,500 gold. Proven and probable reserves increased to 6.7 million ounces, and the company gained inclusion in 3 major mining indices, enhancing institutional visibility.
Biomed News Breaks, NextPlat Corp., NXPL, reports Q1 revenue of $14.5 million, expands airtime business despite healthcare headwinds. NextPlat Corp., listed on NASDAQ as NXPL, recently reported Q1 2025 revenue of $14.5 million, a decrease from the previous year. Despite challenges in healthcare, the company expanded its airtime business with a 51% increase in recurring revenue. Operating expenses fell by 26%, leading to a narrower net loss. NextPlat continues to focus on high-margin services and strategic healthcare growth, aiming to capitalize on e-commerce opportunities in technology and healthcare markets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
China races ahead in revolutionizing battery technology. In the global race to develop better, faster, and more efficient batteries, China is quickly emerging as a clear leader. While many countries are still exploring new possibilities, China has already taken major steps in transforming battery technology, with real-world results to show for it. The battery race is well underway, and at the moment, China is far ahead. Will American companies like QuantumScape Corp. help the U.S. to catch up? Only time can tell. Biomed News Breaks, NextPlat Corp., NXPL, reports Q1 revenue of $14.5 million, expands airtime business despite healthcare headwinds. NextPlat Corp., listed on NASDAQ as NXPL, reported first quarter revenue of $14.5 million, a decrease from the previous year due to changes in pharmacy agreements and prescription volume. Despite this, the company saw a 51% increase in recurring airtime revenue and expanded its e-commerce reach. Operating expenses fell by 26%, leading to a net loss of $1.3 million. NextPlat remains focused on high-margin services and strategic healthcare growth, aiming to capitalize on technology and healthcare markets. To learn more about NextPlat Corp., visit their newsroom. For more updates on NXPL, visit the company's website.
Car Garage Expert enhances vehicle longevity with cutting-edge ultrasonic injector cleaning technology. Car Garage Expert, a leading automotive service provider in Dubai, is revolutionizing vehicle maintenance with its state-of-the-art ultrasonic fuel injector cleaning technology. This advanced service improves engine efficiency, enhances fuel economy, and extends the lifespan of vehicles, ensuring a smoother driving experience. Fuel injectors play a critical role in engine performance, delivering precise amounts of fuel for optimal combustion. Car Garage Expert's ultrasonic injector cleaning process uses high-frequency sound waves to break down and remove stubborn contaminants, restoring injectors to peak performance without harsh chemicals. CEO Mian Mohammed Fahad Malik aims to provide cutting-edge solutions for Dubai's motorists, maximizing vehicle efficiency and longevity with this game-changing service. DNB Group AI launches groundbreaking investment indicator to empower UK investors. DNB Group AI, a leader in AI-driven financial technology, has unveiled its exclusive AI investment indicator for UK investors. This innovative tool decodes complex market behavior using proprietary AI, providing clear signals for when to act, wait, or exit. In today's volatile financial landscape, this indicator offers both new and experienced investors the confidence to make informed decisions in real time. By simplifying the overwhelming amount of information and global events, the DNB Group AI Investment Indicator delivers real-time strategic direction based on deep market learning and predictive modeling. Designed specifically for UK investors, this tool eliminates noise and distractions, offering actionable guidance and real-time market intelligence to empower investors with confidence, not chaos.
H&O International Chairman and CEO releases The Future is Hydrogen video interview from the floor of the NYSE. H&O International Inc., a leader in hydrogen-based clean energy technologies, has released a video interview with Chairman and CEO Donald Owens discussing the hydrogen infrastructure vision from the NYSE floor. Owens, with 19 patents in the hydrogen energy industry, aims to revolutionize the energy sector. The interview covers topics like challenges with hydrogen energy, distributed hydrogen production, and future plans for H&O International. The company specializes in green hydrogen-based energy technologies, making hydrogen accessible globally. This news release contains forward-looking statements, and investors are advised to review risk factors. For more information, visit the company website.
Study suggests combined use of fluoride and iodine is significantly more effective in preventing tooth decay than fluoride alone. A recent study published in the International Journal of Clinical Pediatric Dentistry suggests that the combined use of fluoride and iodine is significantly more effective in preventing tooth decay than fluoride alone. The study reviewed several clinical trials involving children aged 1 to 12 and found that children who received the combined treatment developed significantly fewer new cavities. Dr. Herb Moskowitz, DDS, chairman of Iotech International, highlighted the benefits of molecular iodine technology in oral health, stating that it helps reduce harmful bacteria in the mouth. The company has released a new oral rinse, Iorinse AC, containing fluoride and molecular iodine, designed to be the most effective and safest anti-cavity rinse available. Molecular iodine stands out for its broad-spectrum antimicrobial action and low toxicity, making it a powerful tool in cavity prevention efforts.
Remote Talent LATAM is celebrating 8 years of connecting U.S. businesses with top Latin American talent. Remote Talent LATAM, a recruitment agency based in Sheridan, Wyoming, is celebrating 8 years of connecting U.S. marketing agencies with top talent from Latin America. Founded by Angel Salinas in 2017, the agency has placed over 1,000 professionals with an average hire tenure of 4 years. Their zero-risk model allows clients to pay only upon hiring, saving up to $32,000 per year. With a focus on U.S. time zones and English fluency, Remote Talent LATAM ensures cultural alignment and high-quality results. Clients like RealTop Marketing have praised the agency for their exceptional service. As the demand for remote marketing talent grows, Remote Talent LATAM looks to expand its services while staying true to its mission of simplifying the hiring process for U.S. marketing agencies. Yardstick Insights launches innovative business and market intelligence platform. Yardstick Insights, Inc. has launched a new data and insights platform aimed at helping businesses understand and act upon information impacting performance. The platform, powered by AI, provides actionable reports and dashboards that anticipate market shifts and offer cost-effective solutions. With features like predictive analytics, audience insights, and competitor benchmarking, Yardstick bridges the gap between data and strategy. President David Harrison emphasizes the importance of leveraging data in today's fast-paced business landscape. The platform allows users to identify trends, measure competitive positioning, track campaign impact, and engage audiences with greater relevance. Yardstick's goal is to empower organizations to make smarter decisions, optimize campaigns, and drive measurable growth. Puniam Academy introduces new e-learning course, API Spec, Q1, 10th edition, QMS Internal Auditor Training. Puniam Academy introduces a new e-learning course, the API Spec Q1, 10th edition, Quality Management System Internal Auditor Training. This online program is specifically tailored for professionals in the petroleum and natural gas industry looking to become certified internal auditors. The course covers the API Spec Q1, 10th edition, standard in 7 sessions, including risk management, documentation, and the internal audit process. Upon completion, participants receive a verifiable training certificate from Exemplar Global. Suitable for those working in welding, heat treating, inspection, and more, the course offers a comprehensive audit checklist and flexible learning options. For more information or to enroll, visit puniamacademy.com.
Spring 2025 top-rated software, onlinecheckwriter.com, powered by Zill Money ranks among best. Onlinecheckwriter.com powered by Zill Money has been recognized as a Spring 2025 top-rated software by Top Business Software based on verified user feedback. This award highlights excellence in usability, reliability, customer satisfaction, and product innovation. With over 1 million users and managing $91 billion in transactions, onlinecheckwriter.com, powered by Zill Money, is a trusted payment and finance platform. Users can send and receive payments through various methods like check printing, ACH, wire transfers, e-checks, and virtual cards. The platform offers robust security features and compliance with industry standards. CEO Sabir Nelli expressed pride in this achievement, emphasizing their commitment to making payments smarter and easier for businesses of all sizes. From homelessness to horror fiction, veteran W.W. Mitchell unleashes Cataclysm Kin, a dark fantasy epic, on July 15th. On July 15th, U.S. Marine Corps veteran and debut author W.W. Mitchell will release Cataclysm Kin, a haunting horror fantasy novel that blends mythology, psychological depth, and apocalyptic tension. The story follows celestial sisters Edith and Bethany, one hiding among mortals and the other mutated into something monstrous. Mitchell's journey from homelessness to authorship is as captivating as his novel. With his indie publisher Trigonic Press already in motion for a limited series pilot and a feature film, Cataclysm Kin is the first strike in a bold new literary universe rooted in cosmic terror and raw emotion, promising a story filled with blood, betrayal, and beauty.
Stephen Douglas defies economic uncertainty with strategic growth, service expansion, and award-winning excellence. Stephen Douglas, a leading boutique executive search and interim resources firm, is defying economic uncertainty by focusing on strategic growth and service expansion. The firm has recently expanded into key markets like Houston, Atlanta, and Cincinnati, offering a wide range of services, including finance and accounting search, technology, life sciences, and legal recruiting. Stephen Douglas has been recognized as one of the top executive search firms nationally and in Florida, earning multiple awards and honors for its excellence in talent acquisition. With a track record of success during challenging times, Stephen Douglas continues to invest in its team and practices to deliver top-tier talent solutions for clients and candidates alike.
Kendall Hunt and Great River Learning join OpenStax Technology Partners Program. Kendall Hunt Publishing Company and Great River Learning have officially joined the OpenStax Technology Partners Program, a collaboration led by OpenStax, a nonprofit educational technology organization. This partnership aims to enhance access, affordability, and innovation in higher education by integrating Kendall Hunt's and GRL's content and platforms with OpenStax's open educational resources. Chad Chandley, president and COO of Kendall Hunt, expressed excitement about the opportunity to provide customized digital solutions to more faculty and institutions. By combining the flexibility of OER with Kendall Hunt's pedagogical tools, educators can tailor course content effectively, offering students engaging learning experiences. Daniel Williamson, Managing Director for OpenStax, welcomed the partnership, highlighting the program's focus on creating pathways to effective learning experiences through integrated technologies. Kendall Hunt, a leader in educational publishing since 1944, continues to innovate and provide quality content solutions for educators in pre-K-12 and higher education.
Bienzo Jewelry elevates the standard of luxury with the Platinum Box Chain Collection, the pinnacle of masculine refinement. Bienzo Jewelry has elevated the standard of luxury with the Platinum Box Chain Collection, the pinnacle of masculine refinement. Built on meticulous design, high-grade materials, and master-level craftsmanship, these platinum chains symbolize durability, structure, and enduring elegance for the modern gentleman. Available in multiple widths, each chain is handcrafted using PT950 platinum, known for its rarity, purity, and hypoallergenic properties. The interlocking structure minimizes tangling and maximizes tensile integrity, making it ideal for everyday wear without compromising luxury. The box chain embodies the values of modern masculinity: precision, quiet confidence, and enduring resilience. The collection is now available for purchase exclusively through the official Bienzo Jewelry website and select authorized boutiques worldwide, offering men a timeless accessory that complements various wardrobes.
Chulos & Soy Law Firm launches Santa Monica location with fresh online presence at www.gtlaw.com. Chulos & Soy Law Firm has officially opened a new office location in Santa Monica, CA, along with launching a redesigned website at wgtlaw.com. This expansion strengthens their presence in Southern California, providing easier access for clients in the Santa Monica and Greater Los Angeles areas. The updated website offers enhanced client resources, detailed practice area information, and simplified contact options. With over 45 years of combined legal experience, the firm emphasizes personalized attention and direct attorney communication. The Santa Monica office serves as their Southern California headquarters, maintaining the firm's commitment to transparency, client-centered service, and aggressive advocacy. For more information or to schedule a consultation, visit wdala.com or call 312-589-3963.
Unveiling the Bold Wrist SX7 Swiss Automatic Watch White and Blue Edition. Wrist introduces the Bold Wrist SX7 Swiss Automatic Watch White and Blue Edition, a striking blue timepiece with two interchangeable straps. Limited to only 40 numbered pieces, this self-winding marvel showcases a precise Swiss automatic movement visible through a sapphire crystal case back. The deep blue sunray dial, treated with Superluminova, offers exceptional legibility. The watch comes with a dual injection silicone strap in white and blue, symbolizing the meeting of sea and sky. Crafted from high-grade stainless steel, the 50mm case is robust and durable, with a water resistance of 100 meters. The Racer SX7 blends style and precision, making it a key accessory for fashion-conscious men. Each watch includes an additional interchangeable strap, providing versatility and style options. Learn more about Wrist's small series of designer watches at wrist.com.
The Patent Baron PLLC applauds USPTO milestone. The Patent Baron PLLC, a leading intellectual property law firm, commends the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for canceling over 50,000 goods and services from trademark registrations through the Trademark Modernization Act. This crackdown on fraudulent filings, including specimen farms, aims to clean up the register and restore integrity to the U.S. trademark system. Founder J. Baron L'Esperance praises this proactive step, urging business owners to review and challenge unused marks obstructing legitimate applications. The new tools of ex parte expungement and re-examination provide a streamlined process to address these issues. For assistance in protecting your trademarks or challenging fraudulent registrations, contact the Patent Baron PLLC, a Michigan-based firm specializing in intellectual property law. Intellicate unveils reputation management services for political campaigns. Intellicate, a leading online reputation and SEO consultancy, has launched a dedicated service line offering reputation management for political campaigns. The firm's services are tailored for candidates in state legislative races, local elections, and congressional campaigns to help them take control of their online narrative. CEO Gregory Graff emphasizes the importance of building a content firewall to combat old headlines, out-of-context posts, and deliberate misinformation in search results. Intellicate services include strategic SEO, reverse SEO, profile creation, online press placements, and ongoing monitoring. As more voters rely on online research, reputation management for political campaigns is becoming a crucial early-stage strategy. Intellicate's discreet consultations and affordable packages are especially valuable for down-ballot races facing aggressive online scrutiny. Queens County Locksmith, the trusted leader in automotive locksmith services in NYC and Long Island. Queens County Locksmith is the go-to leader in automotive locksmith services in NYC and Long Island. Specializing in car key replacement, duplication, key fob programming, ignition repair, and more, they offer comprehensive support for complex vehicle security systems. With a mission to provide fast, professional, and trustworthy services, Queens County Locksmith has built a strong reputation for quality and customer satisfaction. Whether you're locked out or need a high-security solution, their prompt mobile service and state-of-the-art tools ensure peace of mind. Licensed and insured, Queens County Locksmith is the trusted choice for all your automotive locksmith needs. UGI natural gas supply rates not changing in June, increase projected for December. UGI Utilities, Inc. announced that its purchase gas cost rates will remain unchanged on June 1, 2025, but an increase is projected for December 1, 2025. The company will submit its December 1st natural gas cost rate projection in an annual filing with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. If approved, the bill for a typical residential heating customer could increase by 1.1%, while commercial and industrial customers may see increases of 1.4% and 1.5%, respectively. UGI encourages customers to use energy wisely and offers assistance programs for those in need. For more information on the proposed rates or assistance programs, customers can contact UGI at 1-800-26-2722 or visit wgi.com/customer-assistance. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on GoHealth Inc. NASDAQ 2025 Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on GoHealth Inc., highlighting a strong first quarter in 2025, with a 19.1% increase in net revenues to $220 million. Operating income reached $6.7 million, a significant improvement from the previous year, while Adjusted EBITDA grew by 56.4% to $45.1 million. The company's focus on innovation and disciplined execution is driving sustainable growth and market expansion. GoHealth Protect, the launch of Guaranteed Acceptance Life Insurance, aims to diversify revenue streams and drive profitability. Despite a decline in sales per submission, GoCo's industry-leading efficiency in customer acquisition, driven by enhanced call center productivity and advanced analytics, continues to strengthen margins. Using an EV/EBITDA comp analysis, Stonegate values GeoCo in the range of 25.68 to 31.33 cents, with a midpoint of 28.41.
Mining news breaks. Aston Bay Holdings Limited, OTCQB, ABHF, positioned to accelerate Storm Copper Project in Nunavut. Aston Bay Holdings Limited, through its joint venture with American West Metals, has partnered with Ocean Partners Holdings to advance the Storm Copper Project in Nunavut, Canada. The deal includes up to 80% project development financing and an offtake agreement granting Ocean Partners exclusive rights to copper and silver products. Backed by funding from Taurus Mining Royalty and Aston Bay, the partnership will support exploration and pre-feasibility efforts in 2025. CEO Thomas Ulrich expressed excitement about the partnership, highlighting Ocean Partners' expertise in ore sorting and project development. Aston Bay is a mineral exploration company focusing on high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia and Nunavut, Canada, with additional projects in negotiation. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
Car Garage Expert enhances vehicle longevity with cutting-edge ultrasonic injector cleaning technology. Car Garage Expert, a leading automotive service provider in Dubai, is revolutionizing vehicle maintenance with its state-of-the-art ultrasonic fuel injector cleaning technology. This advanced service is designed to improve engine efficiency, enhance fuel economy, and extend the lifespan of vehicles, ensuring a smoother and more reliable driving experience for customers. Fuel injectors play a critical role in engine performance, delivering precise amounts of fuel for optimal combustion. Over time, injectors can become clogged with carbon deposits, leading to poor fuel efficiency, engine misfires, and reduced power. Car Garage Expert's ultrasonic injector cleaning process utilizes high-frequency sound waves to break down and remove stubborn contaminants, restoring injectors to peak performance without the need for harsh chemicals or invasive procedures. CEO Mian Mohammed Fahad Malik stated that their goal is to provide Dubai's motorists with cutting-edge solutions that maximize vehicle efficiency and longevity. The ultrasonic injector cleaning service is a game-changer, offering a deep cleaning process that ensures optimal fuel delivery, reduces emissions, and enhances overall engine health.
Car Garage Expert sets new standard for car electrical and sunroof repairs in Dubai. Car Garage Expert, a premier automotive repair brand, has launched operations in Dubai, setting a new standard for car electrical and sunroof repairs in the Emirate. With a focus on specialized auto services, the company brings modern diagnostic tools, transparent pricing, and a customer-first approach to meet the growing demand for sunroof repair and car electrician services. CEO Mian Mohammed Fahad Malik aims to build trust with fast, reliable, and cost-effective solutions, making Car Garage Expert the go-to name for drivers in Dubai facing electrical issues or sunroof problems.
Tech media breaks. Surge Pazing, Nasdaq Surd, secures $7 million convertible note to fuel LinkUp mobile launch and wholesale expansion. SurgePays Inc. has secured a $7 million senior secured convertible note agreement with an institutional shareholder, providing $6 million in cash and involving a repurchase of 333,333 shares. The two-year note is convertible into common stock at $4 per share, with a prepayment option at a 2% premium. The funds will support the national launch of LinkUp Mobile and the growth of SurgePays MVNE wholesale platform. Management anticipates over $200 million in revenue and positive cash flow by 2025. SurgePays is a wireless and fintech company focused on delivering mobile connectivity and financial services to underserved communities, operating as an MVNO and MVNE. For more information, visit their website at surgepays.com.
Secure your ride with leading-edge protection services. Citywide Auto Spa in Minneapolis, MN is the go-to destination for top-notch paint protection and detailing services. Their premium paint protection film, PPF, and ceramic coatings shield vehicles from scratches and maintain their visual appeal. With a focus on customer satisfaction, Citywide Auto Spa's skilled team provides tailored services to meet each client's unique needs. By utilizing high-quality materials and advanced techniques, they ensure superior protection for every vehicle. In addition to exterior protection, the spa offers comprehensive interior detailing services to preserve the cleanliness and value of vehicles. As a leader in the industry, Citywide Auto Spa is dedicated to enhancing and safeguarding every client's investment in their vehicle.
Biomed News Breaks: Nanovirucides, American NNVC, advances NV387 antiviral as measles and mpox resurge globally. Nanovirucides Inc., NNVC, is advancing NV387 as a potential breakthrough treatment for measles and mpox amid rising global case counts and vaccine failures. The company is preparing for animal efficacy studies for measles and will make NV387 available under FDA's Individual Patient Expanded Access. In the DRC, Nanovirucides' Phase 2 clinical trial application for mpox has been cleared by the National Ethics Committee. With no approved drugs for measles or mpox, Nanovirucides aims to fill critical gaps in global antiviral preparedness.
Toyota warns that falling behind the Chinese goes beyond EVs. Toyota has issued a warning about China's rapid rise in the auto industry extending beyond electric vehicles. The company highlights China's fast growth across multiple areas. This development is significant for EV companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULN, as they navigate the evolving landscape. Investors can find the latest updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire, a specialized communications platform, provides access to a wide network of wire solutions for companies driving the future of technology. For more information, visit their website.
Investor news breaks: Silo Pharma Inc., NASDAQ Silo, advances PTSD treatment with FDA-requested safety study for SPC-15. Silo Pharma Inc. is advancing its PTSD treatment with a 7-day safety and toxicology study of its lead asset, SPC-15, in partnership with Frontage Laboratories. This study, requested by the FDA, aims to strengthen Silo's upcoming IND application for the intranasal treatment targeting PTSD and stress-related disorders. Developed in collaboration with Columbia University, SPC-15 is a 5-HT4 receptor agonist, potentially eligible for the FDA's 505(b)(2) pathway. Silo Pharma remains on track for an FDA submission this year and is also running a GLP-compliant toxicology study. For more information about Silo Pharma and its innovative therapies, visit www.silopharma.com. Intus Care announces PACE Organization of Rhode Island is first to deploy innovative EMR and practice management system platform. Intus Care, a technology leader in the PACE market, announced that PACE Organization of Rhode Island, PACE-RI, has officially deployed Intus Care Care Hub, an EMR and practice management system designed for PACE's value-based care model. The successful launch is a result of a years-long partnership focused on co-creation and collaboration. Intus Care provided comprehensive support, including in-person workflow sessions, training boot camps, and ongoing readiness scoring calls. PACE-RI leadership praised CareHub's design tailored to PACE's unique needs, anticipating improved efficiency and team connectivity. In the coming months, CareHub is expected to enhance team coordination, reduce documentation time, and streamline workflows. PACE-RI's input has directly influenced CareHub's features, and the collaboration will continue to guide future enhancements. Intus Care aims to revolutionize technology in the PACE community, empowering teams to deliver exceptional care and improve outcomes for dual-eligible seniors. Investor news breaks: Knightscope NASDAQ KSCP grows Q1 revenue 29% and narrows losses ahead of investor showcase. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, announced a 29% increase in Q1 2025 revenue, totaling $2.9 million, with a 19% improvement in net loss, which narrowed to $6.9 million. The company also reduced gross margin loss to 23% from 64% and slashed G&A expenses by 24%, ending the quarter with $12.7 million in cash and a $2.5 million backlog. Knightscope secured a 33,000 square foot headquarters in Sunnyvale, California, and raised $8.8 million in equity offerings. The company will be presenting at the Ladenburg-Thalmann Innovation Expo 25 on May 21st in New York. For more information about Knightscope, visit www.knightscope.com.
Masimo Group. Digital pivot targets nationwide revenue growth. Masimo Group, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol MAMO, is focusing on nationwide revenue growth through a new digital pivot. The company's online platform aims to expand its reach and simplify the purchasing process for UTVs, ATVs, and mini bikes. With higher sales volume and deeper market penetration expected by 2025, Masimo is capitalizing on the strong demand in the power sports industry driven by outdoor recreation and rural mobility trends. This strategic move towards a comprehensive digital retail platform is set to unlock greater opportunities for the company. Investor news breaks: Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDNXP, appoints Joseph Hand as General Counsel and EVP of Operations. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., TNXP, has appointed Joseph Hand Esqui as General Counsel and Executive Vice President of Operations. Hand brings decades of leadership experience, including key roles in major acquisitions and divestitures. His addition comes as Tonix prepares for the potential launch of TNX 102 SL, for fibromyalgia, pending FDA approval. Tonix is a biopharmaceutical company focused on pain management and public health challenges, with a new drug application for TNX-102-SL set for submission this month. The company's development portfolio includes treatments for CNS disorders, organ transplant rejection, autoimmunity, and cancer. For more information, visit www.tonixpharma.com.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp, CSAU, OTCQB ESAF, highlights near-term production strategy on Mining Newswire podcast. ES Gold Corp President Brad Kitchen discussed the company's Montauban project and near-term production strategy on the latest Mining Newswire podcast. Kitchen highlighted funding exploration through early-stage tailings production, with an estimated $100 million in recoverable material. He also emphasized community impact, operational goals for 2025, and a marketing plan to increase visibility. ES Gold Corp is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. The flagship Montauban property showcases responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Tech Media Breaks. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, to present growth strategy at D. Borrell Capital Inaugural Global Conference. Favo Capital Inc., a provider of revenue-based funding solutions for SMBs, will be presenting its growth strategy at the D. Borrell Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025, in New York City. President Sean Quinn will showcase Favo's plans to institutional investors, emphasizing IPO readiness. CEO Vincent Napolitano views this event as crucial for expanding visibility and engaging potential investors before the planned uplisting. Favo Capital, headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, specializes in flexible funding solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, leveraging advanced underwriting models and a client-centric approach. For more information, visit www.favocapital.com. Biomed news breaks. HeartBeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, hits FDA milestone and expands strategic partnerships in Q1 update. HeartBeam Inc. achieved a significant milestone in Q1 2025 with the completion of the VALID ECG pivotal study, supporting its 510K submission for 12-lead ECG synthesis software. The company also expanded strategic partnerships, launched an early access program, integrated AcroCardia's FDA-cleared AcroECG TM software, added new U.S. patents, appointed CEO Robert Eno to its board, and raised $11.5 million through a public offering. HeartBeam is dedicated to revolutionizing cardiac care with its cable-free 12-lead ECG technology, allowing for actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. With a total of 20 patents, the company is reshaping the future of cardiac health management. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.